You have now entered the Mixtape Addict Show, broadcasting every day with the French Connect, DJ King Flo.
Stand on stage, amateur night. That'd be a problem.
DJ King Flo.
Crime scene, millions in profits and still be philanthropic. Drilling the Brazilian as I chill in the tropics. Rocking like I know Bob Dylan is watching. Acid tab for Jimmy and Janis Joplin. Hard to get rid of me. I'm like herpes, known to never show the mic mercy. I gave them content, they wanted controversy. Well, here you have it, gladly causing a static. Equipped with a big dick, clip from my automatic. Since back when, gangsters still call guns ratchets. I personify a figure you idolize. Women in all flavors like Haagen-Dazs. Begging to get me top, never been on a yacht. I left them right on the dock. Fuck yourself, what a fleshlight. I'm the reason that Jaguar made the F-Type. It's Sean.
A different wave on the same boat. Did not invent the storm. I just wore the biggest raincoat. Known to let pain go. Known for never same flow. Solving problems. I send the goons and goblins. Never involve a novice. Only time will tell. Only time will watch. Time or clock when confiding to this writer's block. Pull out the carpet red. Arrive like they knew of us. I'm soloing the diamond. Driving like there's two of us. Cause we ain't peace. Don't mean it's war. Cause we underground don't mean we poor. I pose a threat to any beat I'm taking serious. The words past the margin, delivered with a period. Maybe paranoid, maybe Paris in the staircase. Floating on the high in foreign airspace. I lift my mind to a rare place. A rare pace between the tortoise and the hare race.
DJ King Flow.
You belong in the King's court.
Yeah. Mixtape Addict.
You get courted. Start sitting courtside, you know what I'm saying? Stop sitting in that courtroom, you dig me? Ayo, vet, Federvano. Let's do some yard work. Don't stop, capital
King's
F.
Back.
Make sure your foundation straight, your ground stable. Everybody wanna be Arthur at the round table. Yeah, until they get found like they found Abel. Niggas ain't really outlaws, they just sound fatal. Make way for the ruler. Fuck riding with a shaman, I'm riding with a shooter. Hollow heads hitting me, scream hallelujah. Gave birth to a bunch of y'all, I'm the doula. I thought I'm my medulla, it gotta be worth a mule. Dog, you not a rider, I'll probably send an Uber. Still lying hearted and probably with a cougar. In my holy possession, I'm King Clovis II. Still holding my head, it's supposed to be seven. Still nobody better, get a load of your legend. Surpass being royal, had to cut my grass before I dashed out the soil. It's local how fast, get the pollo.
Off the scroll, the king came to world, lost his soul. Never worried, his story will all be told. Tall tales, written on walls of gold.
DJ King Flo.
Trapped in your own castle. Meanwhile, niggas trying to get at you. Can't even go back to the hood, you got tattooed. Love the boast, remember when you was bashful. Now you need a statue, that's what cash do. I was infatuated with the flash too. Heard you put gold ceilings in your bathroom. And every room bigger than the last room. Now ain't that rude, you know they starving outside. Pop a bottle, watch it get a mouth wide. Yeah, I know y'all niggas eating up north and forgot about the shorties on the south side. Where's the outcry? Nobody wanna see you rain, see you shine. Got yours, I got mine. Don't be blind and end up on the shirt. Before it get better, it's gonna probably get worse, nigga. Yeah, when it all turns to rubble, tell me, will it matter if the people hate or love you? Quarantine, be careful who you let inside your bubble. Let inside the circle before somebody murk you, man. Better ball for your time, get called. Ain't nothing like having it all, but kings rise and fall. Kings rise and fall, kings rise and fall, kings rise and fall. Before they bury me below these heavens, I solemnly swear to stand tall. But kings rise and fall, kings rise and fall.
DJ King Flo.
Writing my name in graffiti.
Mixtape Addict.
Yes, indeedy. I wrote graffiti.
Writing my name in graffiti.
Yes, indeedy. I wrote graffiti.
I'm hard to read like graffiti.
Here
Here's my galactic and citizenship card. Interplanetary mission, I've been discharged to hit y'all. No ancillary staff will assist me. I'm about to show you what that writer's list be. See, I'm a writer in rap form, but these are writers that bomb trains and subway platforms. Courageous, bravest, street creators. They synonymous with DJs, rappers, and breakers. Arms folded, jail poses, ill portraits. Foster kids mixed in with the ill fortune. Fat laces, back in the day, shit calligraphers. Tagging their names, putting their signatures in places. Courtyards, sports bars, landmarks, tan clocks, jams in the park, they doing art. Big bubble letters all over the city. I see it up in high places, wonder how they did it. Admit it, I always wish that I could do the same. But now the mic is a marker, I'm tagging up names. Sometimes at night I would walk with a pen, with a marker, or even some chalk.
Writing my name in graffiti.
Because indeedy, I wrote graffiti.
Sometimes at night I would walk with a pen, with a marker, or even some chalk.
Because indeedy, I wrote graffiti.
Come on, like.
This is how we rock shit, really that fresh. First Johnny flipped the sample, now we're ripping raw flesh. With strength like Gilgamesh. Authentic when we flex, I'm grimy in the projects. Drinking paper back to backs, listening to frequent sirens passing by my old duplex. And I ask myself, who's the victim of harassment next? I grew up in beaters, watching dad write bounce checks. So I'm quick to straight dismember and elitist skull convex. It's looking really bleak, fuck these rappers got complex. Not one single drop of enemies blood saved. The fucking Brothers Grimm linked up with unscathed. Ripping through your speakers, hitting faces with sharp blades. Now your head is hanging off your shoulders in a dumb way. Pretty sure that's not how you wanna spend a Sunday. Straight gore fest, swing my Riddick sword through your man's chest. Oblique is possessed.
Unscathed hit, we doing shit different this time. It's really a trip now. Ripping your face off like I smoke meth after sniffing an 8-ball. It's no test, I smash a bit and break y'all. Get so wrecked, your happiness a great fall. You lack it, ain't smart, the fool is weak. You'll risk yourself against a crooked beast. People piss themselves when they look at me. Ain't a bit of help, never could be free. I'm swooshing beats like I'm making risotto. There's no telling the state of tomorrow. That's why your bones sweating, there's no betting. But you should dodge, the blade is so sharp though. You'll get hit, man, like your brain is a barcode. Beheaded with shit pants, your fame in a dark hole. Coming here was a really stupid step. Get cut in here, it's a quadruple threat.
Now who on the fuck so I can bust when I bust? It's the unseen pulling strings off the dark.
Off these rap songs, I mean I'm also full of shit, not for that long.
DJ King Flow,
acting like I'm deaf and blind, biting off my shit, son. You must be out your effing mind. I made a couple million bucks off these rap songs. I mean I'm also full of shit, not for that long. These copycat frauds acting like I'm deaf and blind, biting off my shit, son. You must be out your effing mind.
Ops know I drop them, then fuck their baby mother in the bathroom, no condom. King Kong balls when I roll up on them and rob them. Ride around with them riding in the trunk like Hillary Rodham. I've hit rock bottom and hit them with vodka bottles. I spit in the mouth of models and split them like avocados. Bouncing to El Camino, searching for El Dorado. Playing some El DeBarge, debonair, hella guapo. Cheddar like El Chapo, the chopping block of the culture. I chop them up with a cleaver and leave them out for the vultures. Disintegrate and insult you, incinerate and turn you. I burn you in an inferno and send you hurtling vertical, bursting into tiny particles. Part of me, I'm retarded and overreact to rappers now clearly dearly departed who shouldn't have even started or instigated the greatest who graded they great matter like Parmesan.
I made a couple million bucks off these rap songs. I mean I'm also full of shit, not for that long. These copycat frauds acting like I'm deaf and blind, biting off my shit, son. You must be out your effing mind. I made a couple million bucks off these rap songs. I mean I'm also full of shit, not for that long. These copycat frauds acting like I'm deaf and blind, biting off my shit, son. You must be out your effing mind.
The writer and the conductor, a pen and a baton, her rifle tucked by the shutters, thumbing the Quran with a Jesus piece and a duffel. Duck down alumni, I got signed cause of Rutgers. With a bowl of Apple Jacks in my living room, sights on a Carter with a pookie to get us through. He said it himself, I follow suit like an interview. The neighbors throwing hands upstairs, made the ceiling move. My crib was 18F by the incinerator, when Brenda had a baby, my crush wanted to imitate her. Same way we saw a preacher kids turn in the gator, same way that I could put your fave on a ventilator. I purify all of this and still reroute to where the brakes at. Heaven in a Ferrero, chocolate tie shrink wrap. In front of the school, blowing BDs out the pink pack. Out through the bracelet, had the extra link that devoted for me and mine the way you know it. Rub back.
chalk it up to devotion. For me and mine, the way you know it. Run back for me and mine until it's over. Run back for me and mine, shoulder to shoulder. Run back, back, that ain't mine, mine, chalk it up.
DJ King Flo.
There's no tomorrow.
Mixtape addict.
Take me back to when I conjured up the virus. I'll need the Necronomicon, some candles and papyrus. I'm going back in time again. This is like the fifth attempt. Mission is to stop myself from something that I will invent. People that I work for built themselves a time machine. The present life they live in sucks. Solutions is what I can bring. Train for purposes like this. Time travel fascinates. Father time just masturbates while all you guys procrastinate. First version of me went back in time when my mom and dad had not met. The second worked the hospital where I was born but not kept. Adoption's what my folks did. I ended up a cokehead. My grades in school were hopeless, but biology was dope as number three would try to step in. For all the lives I threatened, hire Zeppelin. Number four would hire me for bioweapons. Number five is I the last. I rewrote the past, like the past, like the ass. Time machines, I could crash, man, it's useless luck. Damn, I fucked the future up. Number zero knows my luck, I'll find him, cause him I can trust. It's like I've lost my faculties. Cyborgs after me, am I going insane? Cause my reflexes talking back at me. I know what happened, my product, cause when I proved the sky could fall, it happened right when night would fall. Only trust what I could call a friend. See the asteroids from the future, I destroyed. A second chance is very rare, if God exists, I'll ask him for it. Keep it close, I'm hit, double cross, exposed and lit. I'm not the type that won't commit, sniper scope was so legit, I took the shot but chose to miss. Think it's cause I saw myself, the laws of time are so specific, cause I'm not supposed to miss. Never get as close as this to end myself. I chose to tell myself to help myself for help itself. I hope it sells itself like science fiction off the shelf. I'll buy the rope myself to find wisdom over self. Listen man, I know the wealth these people promised you could help. You achieve the dream yourself, evil genius, be yourself. You built this mean machine yourself, listen close to kill yourself. Something deep inside prevents me, guys that sent me once you dead. Trust me, you won't die as gently if you don't heed the warning, son. Driven by the force in you, you're forced to do some awful things. Except what you was born to do. So kill the world, odds to kill. Change the future's odds of will. The future's clearly hard to kill. The truth is still the hardest pill for me to swallow. Fuck what Apollo.
Yeah.
DJ King Flow.
Yeah.
Mixtape addict.
Always keep the fire in hand. With the unit, keep it G. How we trek through the blood and the sand. A rapping fool, but not a fool. Rapping is you. Good feet, smoking Pepe Le Pew. I'm always sedgy in my city. Tee up, get with me. It's my time. These niggas older bummy asking for pity. This ain't no four. Fuck your Eddie Bauer and your sour. For the 26, we commanding the power. Every day I'm clocking math like I joined the 5%. Respect to the gods, but I'm a rogue. Connecting shit like toes. Took the lessons I was told. Boo boo gotta grow. Trying to cop the ring in the rose, it's time to go. Opportunity knocks, seen it from peephole. Had eyes of the ego, said hut, Dan Marino. Niggas think it's shit sweet like Haribo. Doing my dirt, replay the action of walking cheat code. The price of the brick done went up. So get in where you fit it and keep your sauce tucked. Even those that love you, leave you dolly in the huddle. Make sure your money funnel and keep your vision tunnel. The price of the brick done went up. So get in where you fit it and keep the sauce tucked. Even those that love you, leave you dolly in the huddle. Make sure your money funnel and keep your vision tunnel.
I sing the song from the soul. Let it rise from the tone.
DJ King Flo.
Street radio for unsung heroes.
Mixtape at it.
Fights under stars bright. Stars stripes, justice blind. Still she swears she saw the light. It's all life. Hard type of strife that we sifting through. Still the devil bring it live to your living room. Online, digital, the hardline criminal. Behind the scene, the machine pumped the miserable, cynical. One world indivisible. I in the pinnacle. Lying the minotaur. Giant emits a roar. Born in the midst of war. I'm roaring a crystal form. Beast with a pistol drawn. Die when a missile saw. Listen on. Lessons leak through the speakers. Speak through the ether and build on its teachers. We adding on so Babylon can't defeat us. Stay close to heaters. Dodge police heat seekers. Streets need us. Tame the wisdom in the last days. Knowledge born from blood roaches in the ashtrays.
I sing the song from the soul. Let it rise from the tone.
This is street radio.
I'm
chromed out. Prince Wars like
Kunin.
City building. Yeah. Warrior.
About to let one off.
kid that get shot, cops won't show up. Yeah, I'm just a deuce just wild, living in the city where the streets is foul. But I played my part, it hurts when she played my heart. It wasn't like she played a harp, it was more like she had darts with a poisonous tip, and she loved that shit. I'm talking about the city.
Yeah.
She got rotten milk in her titties.
Yeah.
But her nipples look good, and if I really could, I would bag me the Statue of Liberty. Like King Midas. Everything I touch is gold. I got a gun, but I ain't ever have to reload. I just shoot the gift and convince the princess to ditch the toad.
For real.
Pulling down the balaclava, Duke, I'm mentally sick. Driven by revenge, rolling up on your TikTok click. I'm loaded like the Alibaba, zooming your bitch. She'll bust it down on command, putting grapes to my lips. I'm 12 steps ahead, like a rigged chess game. I'm a man comprised of focus based on honor and pain. 5 minutes from now, you'll be slumped in the rain. What? From the antifreeze injected right into your veins. A beautiful occasion, systematic home invasion, leaving every mind touched with a morbid inspiration. Bleak Lord LNJ, a deadly combination, corrupting vast minds of a whole new generation. I'm ripping fucking axes out the gate like dying fetus. Bad for your health, thickened blood like diabetes. You can fucking try hard, but you will never be this. Built from the ground up, gangsta primo evil genius.
I stay deep. In the grind, cause I got it.
See me coming, I start running.
Motor call the question for real.
Moose. Gladiator, baby girl, I'd be glad to take your damn foot in lane. Smoke a sip on sight, and max off the borders, and my kicks walk on water. Socks got a quarter, flow lava, been fly since a toddler. That's why I keep a bad piece with a peach cobbler. Down south, eating flounder in my jet life attire, burning rubber, smoking gas in the Hummer. Homie, you was just a runner. Show you how to ball like every single summer. Soul of a hustler, even through the storms, I'ma do numbers. Who you kidding? I be laughing with my women at your funny rap styles. I know why they mad at me. I bring originality, breath of fresh air. Walk in the room or the whole stand. Champagne, baby, no bend. It's cold bottles when we chin.
We attracting where they chase motion. 24-hour rotation, the station stays open. Strange from Oakland, I'm from New York. Graffiti painting the state soaked in. Soul on ice, sipping strange potion. I'm hungry, got a money appetite. Getting paid on the midnight train late, Gladys Knight. Microphone fiend, hit a beat, then I have to write. You know I'm always sniping with the scope, got the cash in sight. Got lost on the map and never made it back home. From where the bullets fly, they disintegrating your backbone. Got baddies using they addies to get the pack phone. The girl keeps smiling at me, she gonna get her back blown. Anti-socialite, raps like poltergeist. All you gotta do is look in the mirror, see who hold the light. Can't slide off tonight, hands tied on the fight. It's either you making it happen or getting flown the kite.
I lived a life they could never lead, filled with bad choices and bad memories. Dope boys and fiends, jack boys and thieves. One foot in the industry, one in the streets. I lived a life they ain't never leave. Trap spots, house raids and enemies. Turn my turmoil to a ton of cheese. One foot in the industry, one in the streets. They made me rich, but I'm sick of fiends. From them digital scales, we cop triple beams. Quarter P's in the Q5, dipping through Queens. For that raw, we went to war like the Mysticles. Growing weed in the garden like the Knicks. I play brown paper bag games like Mitch. And I'm
paid in full, but the game's dangerous. You paying 44 brick, better bring that 4/5. Cause they'll slice you and dice you into 1,000 pieces, best believe it. Even Jesus was killed by the police. Words of the stripes on Adidas, that's how they lead ya. Practice Santeria, like a Thea from Montequilla. Took my first rap check, put it back in the streets. I mean, I really put P's in the P's. And the undisputed fact is the kid is a legend now. The streets held me down, I won't let them down. Let them down.
I lived a life they could never lead, filled with bad choices and bad memories. Dope boys and fiends, jack boys and thieves. One foot in the industry, one in the streets.
DJ King Flow. Grab the phone, yo, I think it's for you. False idol still ain't doing nothing for you.
Mixtape,
still you vote for him. What is wrong with you? Still you vote for him. What is wrong with you, Take his head off and then repeat after me that. Now, your house is where I'll be at. Mom's spaghetti. Yo, the weight of a king's crown is awful heavy. Yo, I'm calm and ready. Got distracted. The killer brought the wrong machete. Moving in these gritty streets. Yo, I'm calm and ready. Y'all can't clone him. Y'all can't stone him. Y'all can't put him 6 feet in the ground. Y'all can't hold him. Gonna bounce back. He's gonna count stacks. Lives in that castle cause he's count. Drag. What? Eastwood, if you couldn't, he could. Distribute that mad product out in each hood. On a movie set, Alec Baldwin just shot you.
Damn.
If Sherlock Holmes getting called in, they got you. Open the door, don't be afraid. I ain't trying to hurt you. I ain't trying to murk you. I ain't trying to work you. I'm just trying to get you to vote for the right guy. The same dude who lied to you's got a glass eye. The wrench dude, you looking at me like the landlord. I'm that awkward feeling that you get when dad calls.
Hey, dad.
Grab the phone, yo, I think it's for you. False idol still ain't doing nothing for you. Still you vote for him. What is wrong with you? Still you vote for him. What is wrong with you? I ain't doing nothing about it by myself. I ain't paying attention to the penny of this wealth.
Bohemian Grove on these Hollywood clones. Programmed in droves, secret rooms hidden under homes.
Concealed
by a bookshelf, a pile of bones. Secret ordeals, planned disasters, black flag, oil and gold. The Federal Reserve has got you hung from a rope while you're watching scripted news like a sad lost dope. And pedophile priest got protection from the Pope. So I sit disconnected, smoking pounds just to cope. Reading between the lines sometimes gets hard. 1% of the U.S. is locked behind bars while the richest in the world try to flee the earth to Mars. This hip-hop is life. It's the only thing that's nothing in this world is really as it seems. In this programmed reality, inception of our dreams, when we finally break free of the matrix, we will see that our fate is entwined in a web of silent screams.
We walk around like zombies in a dream state. My life a panic attack and I just want a clean slate. OGs made the rules and we just follow the code. Programmed like computers with the hollowest souls. I'm out of my dome. Self-medicate to kill the pain. Best to leave me alone or take this drill to your brain. I'm really insane, but so is the rest of the population. But they say you ain't crazy if you know that you're crazy. Wait up! I wake in the morning and dread facing the world. Working 9 to 5, don't cut it, so I'm slinging that girl. Risking my life just to put a fucking dollar in my pocket. And none of this shit's real, but I'll pop you for a profit.
Nothing in this world is really as it seems. In this programmed reality, inception of our dreams. When we finally break free of the matrix, we will see that our fate is entwined in a web of
King Chasm Collabo, and I'm a lyrical miracle. God for rise of a shadow D. I'm free, I'm me, but it's us and we, the common people, united, excited community. It's just what I wanna see. Minus the sucker MCs, take away all the fuzz and bust our identities. And master MCs to ascension, rack and pinion precision. Focus, 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 whether poorest or you the richest. Paranoid or suspicious, meditating or wishing. Keep your mind on your target, whether hunting or fishing. God body or nobody's business, so we're the witness. Even if you're suffering curses or you're forgiven. Never give up or get fed up, always make good decisions. Metamorph your course, support your own decisions. Have no fear, we here to smash microphones. We metaphysical titans, titan and metronome.
Minds on the finish line, facing the wreck. Come back, get back, that's the part of success.
Dumb, dumb, hot, I'll wreck you and your young fly. Fly, fly.
Minds on the finish line, facing the wreck. Come back, get back, that's the part of success.
If you know the app, follow the path.
Everything brand new. Everything brand new. Everything brand new. Everything but brand new. Ma, this money not. Cause it's money I got and it's money I get. Money I flip, you down with cash me out click. And we can take round trips, flights back and forth, east, west, south, or north. Mommy be a goon to count for me to make sure our rock don't come up short. When we transport, you know what? From bus stations, docks, and airports. Everything brand new. Everything brand new. Everything brand new. Everything but brand new. We gon' get this money, baby. We gon' spend this money later. We gon' go money crazy. And we gon' buy everything brand new. Brand new. We gon' get this money, baby. We gon' spend this money later. We gon' go money crazy.
DJ King Flow.
J'arrive comme une goutte de coupe sur mes nightmares. Ease up.
Mixtape addict.
Ease up. J'suis toujours dans les vapeurs. Toujours dans les vapeurs, le micro est branché, je suis toujours dans les vapeurs, j'arrive comme une goutte de chrome sur mes Nike 9 Easem. Je suis toujours dans les vapeurs. Toujours dans les vapeurs, le micro est branché, je suis toujours dans les vapeurs, j'arrive comme une goutte de chrome sur mes Nike 9. Souhaite tu bénis. Soit la surface, suis heal comme Benny. J'délivre de la pure bars. J'tue ça là où ça pue le crack. J't'ai dit, j'rime. Les langues se délient, efface le déni. J'me surpasse, mesure ça, je tue ça, je maîtrise. J'évite le mépris et les putes falches. Si tu me croises, fume ça et médite. Yeah, j'pisse sur le pays. J'pisse quand j'suis payé. J'recule pas, vieux, tu captes le délire. C'est terrible, me suce pas. J'suis un rappeur de luxe avec des pulls crades. Ism le génie. Je kick, tu gémis, j'suis gêné. Tiquement éthique par le beat de ma gênée. Une phase de pure crasse, t'es gêné. Ton oreiller, si tu me casses les burnes, gars. J'te mets la tête dans mon oreiller. Nique tes complots pétés, mes combos t'effraient. J'te brusque là, n'abuse pas, excuse-toi. Si tu m'as freiné, j'suis un freiné. Tic du rap, j'transforme une phase en une A. Vers du rap, mes aînés m'ont aidé, jeune. Coupable, j'ai plaidé, car on confond mon produit avec du crack. Yeah, t'es devenu accro avec une traque en une taf. Tu finis décédé, Ism, drogue dure compressé dans un CD. Mayday, j'ai une voix, une plume sale. Joué dans plus d'une salle, t'attends la suite comme la payday. Yes, man, Ism, next level, viseur expert. Rime en express, press play, et plus jamais tu me croises. Yeah, et plus jamais tu me croises. Ism, j'suis toujours dans les vapeurs. Toujours dans les vapeurs, le micro est branché, je suis toujours dans les vapeurs, j'arrive comme une goutte de chrome sur mes Nike 9 Ism. Je suis toujours dans les vapeurs. Toujours dans les vapeurs, le micro est branché, je suis toujours dans les vapeurs, j'arrive comme une goutte de chrome sur mes Nike 9.
DJ King Flow. Mixtape Addict.
Let's do it, man. It's King Flow, you know. Mixtape Addict Show in the building. Once again, we're connecting the dots from France to the US. And I have my special guest, you know, one of the, you know, great lyricists from the West Coast, Fashion, in the building. How you doing, man?
I'm blessed, man. I can't complain. One second.
Okay, I can hear you. Say something. Say something now. Oh.
Yo,
I hear you now.
Oh, shit. Yo, you there?
I hear you now, yep.
All right, bet.
Bet. Let's start over. Let's do it, man.
Yeah, I'm fucking getting blown up on my phone. I gotta I gotta put my shit on airplane mode or something.
I put it on silence, because if you put it on airplane, I think it's gonna cut off the connection. Yeah,
let me know when we can begin again. My apologies, man.
It's all good, man. Let's do it. We here, man. I'm your host, King Flow. You know, Mixtape Addict Show in the building once again. We connecting the dots from France to the US. And today I have a very special guest, one of West Coast's best lyricists. You heard Fashion in the building. How you doing, man?
Peace, y'all. I'm blessed, man. Just happy to be here, man. Yeah, what up to all my people in France? What's good, man?
We here, man. You know, happy to have you on the show. You know, talk some hip-hop shit. And before we start talking about your career and all that, we have a tradition in the Mixtape Paddock show. I have to ask you, bro, who is your all-time favorite DJ?
Oh, my all-time favorite DJ? Exile.
Mm-hmm.
Exile, yeah, no question.
Yeah. Tell the people why, especially him.
Well, not only because he's my brother, you know what I mean, and he held my career down since day one, since Boy Meets World, but he's honestly one of the far scratching and producing and I think he's like the epitome of what a DJ should be, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Most MCs aren't shit without a good DJ, so I give a lot of credit to Exile just for for putting me in the position where I'm at. Just, you know, without his beats, my shit would just be like Def Poetry Jam. You know what I mean? So,
yep.
You know what I mean? Without him, like, on the boards, I know I can trust him. Even if we show up to a show and we don't have a set list, I know I got an amazing DJ. So, I know that I can trust him behind me. You know what I mean? So, yep. He's the greatest.
It's the real chemistry between the artist and the DJs that you can actually, you know, improvise sometimes and do some amazing things, man. Even like you said, without having like a set list or a special order in the tracks, you just drops the beat, you know what to do with it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, man. And how long have you been working with him? I know he's your bro, you know, but when did you guys really started to do things together?
I have to say 2008, I think we first linked up, and my manager was Hectic at the time. He was very familiar with Blue and Exile and that whole scene. Mm-hmm. And I was just a kid in Fresno, just writing to any beat that I thought was dope, you know, any beat that I didn't have to like strip off a LimeWire or like the internet. Like, I just write to anything that. Like, I write to old Dilla instrumentals, old Primo beats and stuff like that until I had to find my own Primo, find my own, like, Dilla, you know what I mean, in California. So, yeah, and then Exile arrived, you know, in 08, and that's when I finally decided, like, you know what, now I could segue from doing mixtapes and into doing albums, you know. So shout out to my man X for that.
Yeah, you know, everything happens for a reason, man, and it's hard sometimes, you know, when you're a artist to really find that, just like you say, you know, found your Primo, found your alchemist, you know,
find
the guy that's going to make your sound evolve throughout the years. So it's super dope to have that, man. So much props to you guys.
No, but the crazier thing is, like, I had Alchemist at the exact same time, like, simultaneously, I was working with Exile and Alchemist, you know what I mean? I called them my white owls. You know what I'm saying? Literally because they're both white and they're both named Al. You know?
Word? Okay.
Yes. That's the crazy part. Both of their names are Al. Exile's real name. I'll let him tell you that. But, you know, Alan, that's my guy too, the chemist, man. So, yeah, I wouldn't be shit without those two, like, key figures in my career, man. So, shout out to both of them. And, yeah, I was blessed to have them both at the same time. I thought I hit the jackpot with X out, but man, fucking Al kidnapped me too. He kidnapped me too. He was like, yo, and we ended up doing two projects together, mm-hmm. Fashionably Late and The Antidote. So shout out to Alchemist, man.
Yeah, that guy Alchemist, he knows how to recognize talents and he knows how to push the artist to a higher level, man.
Oh yeah.
That's the job as a producer too. It's not only about making beats. It's about, you know, like, making the artist evolve around the music and making him step up to the next level.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And you just talked about you know, the mixtape that you did. I was about to ask you that because, you know, I think I first heard you when you did the Ayo Learning mixtapes.
Oh, right? Wow.
In the early 2010, something like that. So yeah, your first mixtape was Grizzly City, if I'm not mistaken. That was like around 2008, 2009, something like that. Yeah. I'm going to ask you a mixtape patty question. I think I know the answer, but I'm still going to ask you, man. Do you miss the mixtape format?
No, not really. Not really, man. I'm now as a producer, as a person who makes beats and can write to my own stuff, it's like now it's more limitless. It's more limitless than it's ever been. Because back in the day, I could download an instrumental and get my mixtape on, you know what I'm saying? Get in like my mixtape fast mode. But now I can just create anything out of thin air, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? So, and like I literally got my MPC right here, and I could just cook up whatever is in my brain, you know, from the production to the pen. And so, yeah, I don't miss the mixtape era at all. Like, now I'm more immersed in making albums and projects and just creating certain sounds with certain producers.
Yep.
Now I'm more so like focused on how do I make this project sound different from the last one, and so I can have a more colorful catalog. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And to you, what's the key to like making a no skip album?
A no skip album? Damn, that's a good question. That's a great question. It's you really never know, man. I guess I use classic albums as a reference. You know what I mean? Like I'll listen to an Illmatic or a Doggy Style or like to Pimp a Butterfly to like fast forward. I'll listen to something that I feel like is classic, and as I'm creating, I'll keep going back to the drawing board and seeing if it matches up. But yeah, you never know. It's literally rolling dice every time. You know, things that sound dope to you might not be palatable for the masses. You know what I mean? It might just be dope to you in your headphones, and once you put it out, people might call it trash. You know what I mean? But you have to always be able to take that risk, and I take that risk. I've been doing that for almost 16 years.
Yeah, but
now,
you know, you've been doing your thing for a while, and you always put out quality music, and that means you have good taste in music. So if you think it's dope for you, it's probably gonna be dope to a lot of people. You know?
Word. No, because I'm still a fan too. I'm still a fan of the art form and the culture. So yeah, like yeah, it's my intuition, man. Like if it's dope to me, hopefully it's dope mm-hmm. to y'all. But I think we're on the same frequency. Me and my listeners and my audience, I think we're pretty much on the same frequency. Yep. So,
and I know you have a lot of fans out there overseas, man. Not only in France, but all over Europe, Russia, Asia, and all that, man.
Shout out to all my people.
What you think about like the European hip-hop scene and the audience out there? What's your opinion on that?
I love it, man. I love touring Europe. I love touring overseas because like it's a... They have a different level of connection with the performer. One thing I do notice is no one's watching my phone. No one's watching my show through their phone over there, and they're like super engaged in it. It's like the crowds are like, you know how like the energy is reciprocal. It's like once I hop on stage and I know everyone's engaged, that makes me even more engaged into the show and makes me want to give more to the people. And yeah, I find that in Europe and overseas, like it's so much more intense and it's so much more concentrated, like, and it's so much more focused on the art form. People really respect it out there. In America, you know, in comparison, it's like, we're so caught up in consumerism. You know what I mean? And like, yeah, we don't even really look at it like an art anymore. It's more like, yeah, it's just product and content over here. But over there, it's like you guys still respect the art form in its purest form. So shout out to Europe and everybody.
Yeah, man, you see, like I've been seeing some videos on Instagram recently. We still have guys like Elder Sensei, you know what I'm saying? Oh geez, you know, and they still do shows out there in Europe, and people show mad love. You know, they respect the authenticity in their music, I think. Yeah,
yes,
man.
Sir. Now I got to. I think my favorite tour, arguably my not even arguably, like my favorite tour, was getting to be able to tour Europe with Rakim. It was me and Rakim and my man Rozell from the Roots Crew, and what's his name, DJ Technique or Technician. But yeah, man, that was probably my favorite tour in my entire career. Getting to rock with you know, the God MC, you know what I mean, and in Europe, where the audience was just super engaged, and yeah, I got to study the master, you know.
To me, is the ultimate master when it comes to hip hop.
Oh yeah, he's a scholar.
Yeah. You know, it's hard to say who's the best between Rakim, Kane, and KRS-One, but those three guys right there is Mount Rushmore, bro.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one, but yeah, respect to all those guys. All those guys are on my Mount Rushmore.
And what have you learned from, you know, touring with Rakim, watching him perform and stuff like that? What have you learned from the God?
Man, no mistakes allowed. No mistakes allowed, man. And the word MC means to move the crowd. You know what I mean? And yeah, he's just the epitome of what an MC is and should be. You know what I mean? And not only that, I got my name from a Rakim song. You know what I mean? Like, so he's literally like the father of my style. So yeah, my whole approach is literally inspired by the God Rakim. So yeah, he taught me a lot, and I'm still learning. I haven't seen him in a while, but yeah, he just, as far as I know, I think the main thing I learned from him is how to make it look effortless.
Yep.
Even though you put a lot of work and focus into it, it's like, yo, how do you make it seem effortless, right? Because the stuff he does is so scientific and surgical, but he makes it look so cool and so effortless, you know what I mean? But it's so intricate. And yeah, that's the main thing I've learned from him, is to take all these techniques that I know and all these ways of rhyming that I'm equipped with, and just spit it out, make it look easy.
Yeah, you know, that's why he's one of those guys that hip hop is in his blood, man. He embodies hip hop, you know. So, like you say, it's effortless. You don't need to do a lot; just be himself, and that's it. You know, it's greatness, man.
That part.
Can we expect maybe a collaboration with you and Rakim in the future, man? That'd be dope.
Man, inshallah, man. Lord willing, man. But I don't really see him dropping features like that, you know what I mean, and doing collabs like that. But I did see he did the one with my man Planet Asia. Yep. So I guess hopefully I'm next in line, man. We'll see.
You heard the new joint he did with Us Kingpin?
I hear that.
This one out is fucking crazy, man.
I gotta check. I have to. Hus, shout out to Us Kingpin. That boy right there. That boy's a monster. I love working with that dude. He always, anytime I want a song with him, I have to, you know, push the pin a little tighter. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because he's
one of those guys, man. To you, you know, you work with the greats, you know, like Rakim. And to you, what's the secret to longevity? You know, after being in the game for a while, to you, what's the secret, man?
You said, what's the secret to my longevity? I'd have to say my curiosity. I'm still leaning into different sounds and different ways of rhyming, and I'm still trying to find out. Like, I still feel like I haven't made my best album yet. You know what I mean? And that keeps my hey, relax, kid. That keeps my appetite strong. You know what I mean? Yeah, I wake up inspired every day, man. And most of it is like, man, it really just, it's all in the stars, really. It's like, I guess you can blame the universe for that. I'm just fulfilling my prophecy, man, every day.
Yep.
You know, as far as the longevity, like, it might be 16 years to y'all, but for like 6 seconds to me, and I still have so much more to do. I still got so much ground to cover, you know, as a creator, and as an artist. Like, I look at catalogs like Miles Davis's catalog, and I'm like, man, I'm barely scratching the surface. Like, I still got so much ground to cover. I look at Planet Asia's catalog, and it's like, man, I'm only maybe 9 albums in. I still got 30 more to go before I catch up with the GOATs.
Yeah, you know, man. You're staying passionate.
But I think I'm on the right track.
It's because you have the passion in you. It's dope. You know, you have that drive, and that's what being a real MC is, man. When you're a real fan of that, when the shit is in your blood, you can never stop. You know, that's why I think all the age limit bullshit that I hear sometimes on the internet, it don't make no sense. You know, like I told you, I just heard some Rakim and Us Kingpin, two generations rapping together. Man, you know, ain't no age limits. It's only in hip hop that we see that.
Yo, you know what really fucked my head up? This what really fucked my head up, man. I had dinner with Nas the other night, right? In Vegas at his restaurant. And we're just talking about hip hop, you know, like we always do. And this is right after that he dropped his verse on that Big L album. I'm like, first of all, in my mind, I'm like, how could 2025 Nas hang with Big L in his prime, right? I'm like, yo, what's gonna happen? I press play on it. I'm like, oh my God, what's gonna happen? And Nas went crazy. He went Super Saiyan. And I asked him, I'm like, when did you write that? Like, was that a verse from 95? like, what is that, right? And he's like, yo, I wrote that a month ago, right? And we sitting in this nigga's restaurant. I'm like, you're still the illest person I know. Like, you're still the illest MC, like, still active, you know what I mean? And sometimes I be thinking about retirement, but then I'll go have dinner with Nas, and he's in his 50s, and he's still whipping niggas' asses on the mic, you know what I mean? I'm like, man, yeah, I could never stop. That'd be disrespectful to the my path, you know what I mean?
And you did so much already, you cannot really stop, man, you know?
Shit, man, I'm just happy to be here.
What do you realize sometimes, like, with all the work that you've done, and when you first started with your mixtape Grizzly City, do you realize sometimes the impact that you had on the culture and on the young MCs, you know, that grew up listening to your music in the 2010s, the 2015s, and all that?
Yes, sir. Yeah, absolutely, man. I absolutely do, and they shout me out too. Like, they'll drop my name in the song and let you know that I inspired them too. So I'm proud of that, man. I think the first time I got to experience that moment when people was giving me my flowers was when Kendrick Lamar did The Heart Part 1.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He did The Heart Part 1 and he shouted me out. He said I inspired him. You know what I mean? And that means a lot to me, just because he's a leader of the new generation, or this generation. So it's like, just to know that I inspired him a little bit, it's like, yeah, I get to see my impact.
And you guys,
you
know
what I mean? Through artists like him and through other younger artists, like I feel like anyone who came after my introduction to the game and who was inspired by me, like, those are the guys keeping hip-hop alive. Like, and I know it sounds cliche, but, like, the whole reason I came in the game was just to make sure, like, rap is still, like, the art form, the rap, like, just rap and hip-hop is still alive, you know? And I want it to live on. I don't want it to get drowned in some new phase or some new fad that's going to disappear. Yep. Like, I want to keep the rudiments and the elements straight to the point, man. I want to, any artist that you see now that's doing that, hopefully I inspired them, but...
Yeah, man, because you did your thing at a time where hip-hop was going to take a turn, you know, like the 2010s.
No,
and you,
yeah, hip-hop, it was like...
You fashion, you know, J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, the Big Crit, rest in peace, Mac Miller, you know, this type of music at that time, you kept the culture alive without trying to be like super commercial or whatever. You stay true to yourself, And look at what you're doing now, you know, still putting out albums. I just heard some new Big Crit too. You know, like, it was important for you guys to stay true to yourself, especially at this time, because that's where everything, you know, took a turn, and we've seen it before.
Yeah, that was the segue into where we at now.
Yeah, man. So it's so dope.
But yeah, I was lucky enough to come in at a time where, man, where we was at a crossroads in the culture. I mean, I came at a perfect time, and yeah, I just try to bring clarity. You know what I mean? That's all.
Yeah, man. And recently, you just dropped a new album. We're gonna talk about that with producer Sir Veterano. It's called All Hail the King.
My man.
Can you tell us about that? Like the whole concept. How did you link up with the guy?
Yeah, man, my man Veterano. What can I say about my guy, man? A brilliant producer, brilliant mind. Happens to be from Central California, just like myself. And it felt like home already. Just his production. It's like just listening to his music. I can tell we had a lot of similar experiences growing up. You know, you can feel it in the music, and I'm sure you can hear it in the pen when I write to his music. And yeah, it was just a chemistry that was undeniable, man. And it started with one song. It started with a song called All Hail the King. And that was on Sir Veterano's album called The Gathering that he put out with Fresh Yard Records. And yeah, so that song existed on that. And then Fresh Yard Records put it out as a single, and they put like a whole new different artwork to it. And they started promoting it as a single. And that happened on January 1st of like 2000 and something. And I saw it. I woke up that morning, like the day after New Year's, and I saw I had a new single out, right? With this artwork, with this grizzly with a crown and gold tooth. And I'm like, this artwork is too good to not have an album around it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I looked at the picture. I'm like, you know what? Let me write a whole album around this idea. And let's use this as the title track. And so that the rest was really history, man. I called Veterano, hit up Fresh Art, like, you know what? We can't just put this song out as a singular piece. We have to build around this whole piece of art right here, right? And so by the time part two happened, man, it might have been a 5-year gap between the two. But by the time this one came, it was like, and mind you, I recorded this album maybe 2 years ago, right? So it's like, you guys still don't even know where my pen is at right now. You know what I mean? Like, this is me 2 years ago. But I'm glad you guys get to hear it now. There was a point where I thought this album would never come out, you know? That's why I've been going so crazy with feeding you guys the music. Like, we dropped Capital, Violence in the Media, fucking You Owe Us with Interest with Trent Taylor, Carte Blanche with Little Vic. Just so much, like, in a span, in that gap between All Hail the King 1 and All Hail the King 2. But, yeah, man, yeah, shout out to Fresh Art Records, man. They brought Veterano to me, man. I almost feel embarrassed that we didn't work together for so long. Cause he's right around the corner. He's right in Manteca, you know what I'm saying? And but everything happens when it's supposed to happen.
You know, everything happens for a reason. Sometimes you gotta catch the right timing, but at least you guys did it, you know. Which is crazy, man. You know, you said you seen the cover with the Grizzly. You started with your first mixtape, Grizzly City. And that album right there started with you seeing the picture of the Grizzly. You know?
No, it all connects. It all connects,
yep.
Man. Yeah.
And what can we expect from you, like, in the next month, and you know, 2026? What's coming, man?
Man, 2026? Expect me to... Man, I think expect me to evolve as a creative, as a producer. I think I want to lean more into production and and help ushering in like the new regime, the new generation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I feel like I just want to get better as an artist, you know, and as an entrepreneur, as a mogul, etc. You know, I just want to I think if I drop another album next year, that's fire. I don't think anybody will be surprised.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because I've been doing it for so long, like, consistently. But, yeah, next year, I actually want to surprise people. I want to make people's eyebrows raise. Like, whoa, I didn't know Fash could do that, you know? And, but other than that, expect more fire. Expect more bangers and classics. And expect more raw hip-hop with no preservatives, additives.
Yeah,
you know?
That's straight authentic music, man. And we'd be here to support. Tell Quad to send me the records when they drop.
Off top. Matter of fact, I have him send you some unreleased shit just
okay,
so you can vibe.
I've been having Rise and Fall and Off the Scroll and on rotation in the Mixtape Addict show.
Ah, my guy. My guy. Yeah, I think Rise and Fall, that's one of my favorite songs, man. Shout out to Mike Straw. That's one of my favorite songs in my whole career. Because it really that's dedicated to Nipsey. That's dedicated to Mac Miller. It's dedicated to all the kings who passed on, man. You know what I mean? Kings rise and fall. It's a real thing. Even one day, even myself, like someone's going to try to cut my head off. You know what I'm saying? That's just the territory that comes with being a king.
Yep. And it's one of those records that has a great potential, not only for hip-hop fans, but for everybody. You know, the message is good, the production is dope, the tempo is helping to reach more people. Some people that like maybe funk, R&B music, they can get familiar with the music, and the message is dope. So keep doing your thing, man. And before we leave this convo, man, do you have any advice for the young MCs and entrepreneurs out there that are listening to the show?
You said, do I have any advice for them? Yeah, my only advice for you guys, man, is have the audacity to be yourself, to be authentic, and don't let nobody tell you what you should say, what you should wear, what you should do. Like, yo, follow your heart, follow your intuition, and hustle hard, man, because talent is one thing, but work ethic is another. And I think the work ethic, if you have a strong work ethic, it'll take you farther than the gift that you thought God gave you. You know what I'm saying? Because everyone's got a genius level talent inside them. They just got to mine it and find it, right? But that alone won't get you longevity in the game. It won't get you classic albums. You have to hustle. You have to work hard. You have to work hard. And a lot of sacrifice that has to be made, but just be mindful of what you're sacrificing.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Whether that be time with your family or bonding with your friends and your brothers, like, just know, like, yeah, any creative, just know that you have a purpose. And yeah, don't let anyone deter you from that path of your greatness.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I've seen it too many times, you know, people with a lot of talent, super talented people, but with no hustle. And you know, makes me go crazy every time, man. Like, I've been working with artists, you know, I'm a producer too, a DJ, so I've been working with a lot of artists, and sometimes I see dudes that have talent like crazy, man, like amazing talent, but no hustle, and it's never go anywhere.
Wasted potential. Man. Wasted potential, man.
Everybody that's listening, make sure, you know, move your ass and hustle that shit, man. Come on. That was a pleasure to have you on, Fashion, man.
Man, merci
beaucoup. De rien, mon frère, de rien.
Merci.
Take care, my G. We'll link up soon. Peace.
Yes, sir.